This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1778. Peruse this vocabulary for shopping in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What can you say if you need to let a salesperson know that you're not ready to buy? Today, you'll learn three phrases that will arm you with the English vocabulary that you need to connect with others while shopping.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome, Aubrey. How are you doing?
Excellent. I'm wondering about shopping. I've had to go shopping quite a bit with my kids lately, and I find it torturous.
It is torturous. Oh, it's
horrible.
Do you
feel the same? You don't like browsing at stores?
No, I'm not a browser. Not at all. If I'm going to go shopping, I'm going to have a list of things I need to buy, and I will quickly lose momentum if I don't. If I don't have success early on, I'll get bored really quickly and tired. You know what
I
mean?
I think we're the exception, though. I feel like a lot of people love to just sort of browse, peruse the merchandise, see what there is. More power to you guys that like to do that. I'm like you, Lindsay. In and out. Get what I need and leave.
Get me out. Window shopping, right, is the common phrase that a lot of people use.
Yes. I especially think about New York for that because you have like the Macy's windows. From the street, there's all this beautiful stuff you can see in the windows. But we'll just say, I'm going to go window shop. And you're actually going to go in the store and look around. It's sort of a general term we use for just looking, just browsing.
Yeah. And I remember when I was living in Japan, a lot of my students, I would often say, oh, what'd you do over the weekend? The common opener, right, in a class. And a lot of students said they had gone window shopping. That was a very common response. So I guess it's pretty popular in Japan, which is interesting. A big shopping culture in Tokyo.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sure a lot of countries are like that. And maybe depending on your age and how busy you are, you have more time to browse, right? But I think we got this question as a follow-up to episode 650, where we were giving you this great vocabulary for when a salesperson is being pushed. Right? We shared some great phrases. So if you missed that one, go back and check out episode 650 for that.
Yes.
And then this question came as a result of that. And they were, a listener was just asking, well, what can I say if I'm not ready to make a purchase? So this is sort of different vocabulary. If we want to say we're just looking and we maybe are going to purchase eventually, we're holding something we're going to buy, but we're not ready yet.
Yeah.
This would be different phrases.
Yeah, this is so good. We've done a couple episodes, guys, on shopping. So go back to episode 1286, which is how shopping for jeans is like finding a new city. Very interesting episode there.
I love that comparison.
Yeah, I know. You have to dig into the episode to see what it's all about. Check it out, guys. But yeah, you know what? Sometimes people come up to you in a shop and you're just not wanting to engage. Like you're not ready to buy. How does that feel to you when that happens, Aubrey? When a salesperson comes up to you?
Because I have the phrases I need that we are going to teach you today, I don't mind. You know, I know what to say to let them know that I'm just looking, I'm just browsing. And then they're very polite and they'll say, okay, let me know if you need help. Right.
Ooh.
But if I didn't have that vocabulary, if I didn't know what to say, I could imagine that being a stressful situation because I need to know how to let them know, like, I don't want to leave. I'm going to buy something, but I'm not ready yet. And that's tricky. You need the vocab.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that idea, right? Vocab is your armor in situations where maybe you feel pressured or maybe you just, it is your armor, guys. And in that moment, you know, we talk about connection, not perfection, but you don't want to connect, but you don't want to create, you don't want to feel cold to the person, right?
Hey, you don't want to be rude or dismissive. You want to be kind, but what can you say?
Yes, that's the key. All right. So where are we going to get started today, Aubrey? Let's give it to our listeners. Yeah.
Our first expression, this is ideal, is to say, I'm just looking, thanks. Yeah. And really, I love that thanks, right? I'm just looking, thanks. And you don't have to share what you're looking for, what you're shopping for. Mm-hmm. This expression just is telling them that you don't need help. You're not ready to buy yet. You're still looking. It's very polite and it's going to be appropriate no matter what store you're in.
Yeah. So what is the intonation? So you said the intonation is really important here. So can you demonstrate it for our listeners again?
Sure. Yeah, you do want to be sort of polite and respectful in your tone because listen to the difference if I say, we're just looking, thanks. Right? Oh, right? Yeah. You can be sort of you rude and sarcastic and dismissive. Mm-hmm. You want to be polite and respectful to say, we're just looking, thank you. We're just looking, thanks.
Oh, we're just looking, thanks. Yeah, that sounds friendly.
Smile, and it sounds more kind.
Yeah, smiling is huge. You know, it's not easy working in customer service, especially in retail, clothing retail. I would think, I've never done it. Have you done it?
Yes, I have. I worked for a sporting goods retail place, Gart Sports, I think it was called, when I was in college. And it was difficult. You know, people are busy. And so sometimes they don't remember to be kind. And part of my job description was to ask them if they needed help. And yeah, I got some, you know, impolite ways of people saying that they didn't need help. They were just looking. And then people who would respond like this, right? Kindly, respectfully, just letting me know they're looking. And I definitely preferred that. I appreciated that.
Yeah. I mean, I think the key is we have to remember everyone's human, right? We're all human and we're going to feel hurt. Even if you just see them as a salesperson, they're a human being and they deserve respect.
Totally.
So guys, we want to make sure you have the words to give that respect you want to give in the world. Okay.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Okay. Let's dive into our next one here. Mm,
okay. What is it, Aubrey?
This is, I'm just browsing, right? So to browse means to look through items that are for sale in a casual way. So it's very similar to I'm just looking, just a synonym for that, to be browsing.
Yeah.
I'm just browsing, thanks.
Yeah, I like how this implies like you're probably not ready to buy something. So you probably don't need any help because you're not looking to get a fit, right? You don't need the fitting room. You're just kind of browsing. You're not committing. It's very non-committal, would you say?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think about this if you're going to like a flea market and you really are interested in just seeing what's for sale.
Mm.
You're browsing. You're wanting to see everything. You're not looking for something in particular, right? Lindsay and I rarely browse because if we're shopping, we know what we need. We have a list. We're not browsing.
No. I would rather stay home, look online and see what I need and then go to the store or better go to Amazon.
Yes, same.
I shouldn't
say
that. Small business Saturday.
Mom and pop shops.
Yes, I know. We do have this thing, Small Business Saturday, a couple times a year. I like that, right? Because then downtowns won't go out of business. You see downtowns because of online shopping being kind of run down in the U.S. nowadays, right?
You know, and it is so sad. I love to support those smaller shops.
Yes.
But it's harder for someone like me who doesn't like to browse want to go and check out the shops and see what they have. It's so much easier just to go to Walmart or order it on Amazon.
And you have a big family. You have, you know, kids around the house. You're just going back and forth from sports and school. And I don't even know how you get it all done.
I know. I don't either. I don't get it all done.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So yeah, that is what it is. Support your local businesses if you can, guys. But these are the words you're going to need in that situation.
Yes.
So,
okay, we have a third
one. Let's
go
to the next one. Okay.
Yes. All right. So this is the word peruse.
Okay.
Which this is really interesting. I am excited to talk about this word because the meaning has changed. In the past, it meant to inspect something very carefully.
Oh,
but the meaning has changed and dictionaries are even being updated that now it means to just look over something to glance. You might talk about perusing a magazine article, just skimming it. And you might peruse the shoe selection, right? We're just perusing your shoe selection. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't know that it had changed. So before, do you know what we would inspect carefully? Exactly. Are we talking about something we were about to buy or just Any kind anything, of process right? of you, inspection?
I found this on a list of, it was like the 25 words that we use incorrectly. And peruse was on there. And so I looked in the dictionary and it's like if a machine, if you were wanting to make sure it was working correctly, or if you're going to buy a car and you're really going to inspect it and check the oil, and then you're going to peruse the car. We don't use it that way anyway. So this is fascinating how language changes. Dictionaries have to be updated to match how we actually use it.
Well, it kind of makes sense if you think about it, how our country's moved from the industrial age into kind of the consumer age, right? We're a consumer society, right? We're not doing as much production, manufacturing, industrialization. And so that makes sense why it changed with economies.
Our society has changed. But if you are learning English in a textbook, you likely would have an outdated, incorrect meaning of this word. Not incorrect. I mean, it used to be correct, but as far as how natives actually use it today, we always use peruse now to mean to glance at something, to look it over briefly. It does not mean inspecting in detail like you might see a definition for it. We don't use it that way.
That's another great episode idea. Guys, hit follow so you don't miss these ideas. They're just coming from everywhere. So good. Peruse. And by the way, that sounds very high level to me. You know, this is very native and natural, this word peruse. So if you guys are working towards that 99% fluency level, add this to your vocabulary.
Yes, definitely. It's impressive, right? Use it at work. Use it because it is impressive. Not every native even uses it all the time. They're going to understand it. They're going to know what it means. They see it on the news. They see it in news articles. They hear it on the movies. But the average person might not say it very often. So it is impressive because of that.
Yes, I love it. So good. So what should we do, Aubrey? Should we jump into a role play for
our
listeners here?
Yes, let's do a role play here. Right. So in this role play, Lindsay, you're shopping at a flea market and I am a vendor at one of the stalls.
Okay.
Ready?
All right, here
we go. Hello, may I help you?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm just looking.
Okay, let me know if you need any help.
I was actually just perusing your jewelry here.
Oh, yes. All of it is handcrafted.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, don't mind me. I'll just be browsing. Oh, so nice. Common. This feels so real.
Right? Exactly. It doesn't even feel forced to use all of them in this conversation because we would, right? So first, when I asked if I could help you, you say, oh, no, thanks. I'm just looking, letting me know. Don't need help. Don't need extra information. But then I kind of love this that you sort of do want to engage in a conversation. You're letting me know I'm not ready to buy right now, but then you said, I'm actually just perusing your jewelry here, meaning I'm just like looking over it. I'm appreciating it, admiring it.
Yeah. Usually I think that's kind of the psychology of interactions. When someone comes on strong and then you kind of push them back and then you go back, they're likely to move forward. It's kind of like a dance, right?
Yeah, that's true. Good point. And this is a great phrase to pull them back in. But yes, I actually do want to talk to you.
Right, exactly. So confusing customers, right? And then at the end, finally, I said, it's beautiful. And it's, guys, by the way, pro tip here, if you're going to a place like a flea market or a farmer's market or a craft fair, you do want to be complimenting, you know, the artist or the chef or something on their thing. It's really important because these are personal, these people have crafted these things in their homes usually, right?
Yes, right. A lot of them have made these things by hand, so it's handcrafted.
Yes.
Or if not, they're spending time collecting something they love and think is beautiful. So this would be really an appropriate place to criticize, right?
Yes.
If you're going to say anything, make sure it's nice, make sure it's a compliment.
Exactly. And maybe make that extra effort to say something, to connect. Maybe they have a story to tell you, right? If you show a little interest, they'll tell you about the fact that they live by the ocean and the sunrise looks like this in the morning, so they painted it, right? So you can have a nice chance to practice English and connect here, guys.
Yes,
okay.
I love it. And if you're looking for interesting people to talk to, man, flea markets are a gold mine, right? Because they're interesting people who have explored interesting places and are artistic often. Great people to strike up a conversation. And often I find they like to chat. So win-win.
Actually, that's a good point. Maybe we'll talk about that another day, is how can you just go to a flea market and practice? Obviously, be in the market to buy something too, but it's a really cool place to have those conversations.
Yes. So, and those people have time to chat because they're there with their stall. If there's nobody around, they're going to love to talk to you.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And then at the end, this is a good phrase, a bonus phrase for today, guys. I said, well, don't mind me. I'll just be browsing. So guys, write that one down. Aubrey, what does that mean? Don't mind me.
Don't mind me. Don't worry about me. Don't let me bother you. My presence, right? If they're busy doing something else, this is a great thing to say. Don't mind me. Don't let me bother you.
Yeah.
And then you say, I'll just be browsing, meaning I'm going to continue looking here, but you don't have to feel like you need to assist me.
Yeah, I love how natural that is. That is so good. Guys, write that one down. This has been so good. Aubrey, what's the takeaway for our listeners?
As these phrases are so great if you're shopping and need that vocabulary to express that you're just looking or that you're not ready to buy. You also need to keep in mind with the peruse we saw, language is always evolving and changing. Mm-hmm. You want to be finding your information in the right way, like a podcast like ours, the way natives actually speak. Don't rely on textbooks that can be outdated.
Yeah. And don't forget, when you're shopping, it is a good opportunity to connect if you want to, right? Connection, yes. Not perfection. Imagine how much you could practice just in a short exchange with a salesperson, right? These are opportunities. They're everywhere, guys, if you just look for them, okay?
Yes, look for them and be willing to put yourself out there a little bit. And yes, you can make those connections with really fun, interesting people.
Yeah, good stuff, Aubrey. All right, I'll talk to you very soon. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.